So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf expounded the pasuk kol hagoyim nikbetzu yachdav v'yasvu l'umim mi behem yagid zois v'rishenus yashmi'enu yitnu eideihim v'yitztoku v'yishmu v'yomru emes and discussed the following. La'asad lavi mevah kadosh baruch hu sefer Torah u'manich b'cheikoi v'omer kol mi she'asig ba yava v'yitzal schari. In the world to come, Hashem will place the sefer Torah in his bosom and announce, whoever studied Torah shall come and accept his reward. And all the nations will come forth for a reward, but they will receive none because they did not accept and fulfill the Torah, nor did they support the Yidden's study of Torah. The Gemara continues that the nations will then claim, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yisrael shekiblua heichen kaimua. The Yidden do not deserve a reward either, because although they did accept the Torah, they did not fulfill it. First Hashem will tell them, Ani meid behem shekaimua es haTorah kula. I vouch for the Yidden that they fulfilled the entire Torah. But the nations will claim, Ribbono Shel Olam, klum yesh av shemeid al benoi. A father cannot testify in his son's behalf. And the pasuk states, B'ni b'chayri Yisrael. The Yidden are considered sons of Hashem. Then Hashem will tell them, Shemayim va'aretz yidu behem. Shekayim es haTorah kula. The heaven and earth can vouch for the Yidden. But the nations will claim, Shemayim va'aretz noigin be'idusin. The heavens and earth are disqualified to testify for the Yidden because they gain from their testimony since the world's existence depended on the acceptance of the Torah. As the pasuk states, Vayivayku yom hashishi, as Rashi explains, the letter He is superfluous to teach that Shishi refers to the well-known sixth day of Sivan, the day of Matan Torah, and this was written at the end of creation to teach that Hashem stipulated, Im Yisrael mekabel nes terasi mutav, if the Yidden will accept the Torah, the world will continue to exist. But if not, the world will cease to exist. And as Tosfos explains, the existence of Shemayim v'Aretz alone is not a proof that the Yidden fulfilled the Torah, because Shem Kayamim al ma shekiblu. Their existence is merely because the Yidden accepted the Torah, even without its fulfillment. Therefore, Hashem will tell the nations as the pasuk continues, Yidnu eidehem v'yitztaku. Let your own people come and testify that the Yidden fulfilled the Torah, as Nimrod can vouch that Avram Avinu did not worship Avodah Zarah, and Lavan can vouch that Yaakov Avinu did not steal, etc. Then the nations will claim, Ribbono Shel Olam, Tenu lanu mirosh v'nasena. Give us the Torah now and we will fulfill it. And Hashem will tell them, Shaitim Sheba'ilam. Misha tarach be'erev Shabbos, yechel b'Shabbos. Misha lay tarach be'erev Shabbos, mehechen yechel b'Shabbos. First of all, only one who toiled before Shabbos will eat on Shabbos. But those who did not fulfill Torah before Bias HaMashiach cannot receive a reward after Bias HaMashiach. But nevertheless, Ela afa pikein, mitzvah kali yeshli besukah shema, l'chu v'asu oisa. Hashem will give the nations the opportunity to fulfill the non-costly mitzvah of sukkah, because she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo b'truni in b'yosef, Hashem does not treat His creations with undue severity. Miyad kol echad ve'elech noita v'heilech v'aisa sukkah b'rish gag. Immediately, each non-Jew will go and build a sukkah on his rooftop. And Hashem will bring forth the hot sun of summer, which will produce intense heat, and each one will kick his sukkah and return indoors. However, Yisrael in this situation, although they also leave the sukkah, because mitzar potem in the sukkah, one is not obligated to sit in the sukkah while in distress. However, beutei mi mevati, the Yidden do not kick the sukkah. At that time Hashem will laugh at the non-Jews as the pasuk continues, Yeshiv b'shemayim yitzchak. Amr b'yitzchak in schoik lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu el oisa hayoyim b'lvad. There's no laughter before Hashem except on that day. The Gemara mentions a second application of the statement of Rav Yitzchak. La'asad lavi boin ovdi kechav mu miskairin u'menichin tefillin b'rishayhen, tefillin b'zureisayhem, tzitzis b'bigdayim, mezuzah b'pischayim. In times to come, the non-Jews will attempt to act as converts, don tefillin, the tzitzis, and hang a mezuzah in their doorways. But kivin sh'royin mechemes goy gemogah, kolechad menatik mitzvasi v'haylach. When they will see the war that goy gemogah will wage against the Yidden, each one will pull off these mitzvahs and return to his ways. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yeshem mesachik, sh'nem yeshem b'shemayim yischak. And regarding this, Rav Yitzchak says, "Ein lo l'kadosh baruch hu schik elo isayin b'lvad." The Gemara asks from Braisa, which implies that there is schik before Hashem, even during other times as well. As Rabbi Yehuda Merav says, "Shteim esrei shoyes havayim." There are 12 hours of daytime, 4 quarters of 3 hours each. Shalosh harishaynus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yeshiv v'isik b'tayr. During the first 3 hours, Hashem learns Tayr. Shnius yeshiv v'danes kala olam kulay. Kivin shoyesh neschayv olam kulaya oimed mikisya din v'yeshiv kisir rachmim. During the second quarter, Hashem judges the entire world, and if Hashem sees that the world deserves to be destroyed, He moves from the throne of judgment to the throne of mercy. Shlishi yos, yeshiv v'zonis kol olam kulay, mikarnei re'emim ad beitzei kinim. During the third quarter, Hashem distributes food to the entire world from the largest to the smallest creations. Revi'iyos yeshiv mesachik im leviyasan. During the fourth quarter, Hashem laughs with the leviyasan fish, as the pasuk states, leviyasan zeh yutzarta lesachik boi. Apparently, there is chayk before Hashem every day. The Gemara explains, im b'yosef mesachik, v'al b'yosef en mesachik elo esayim bolvad. Hashem laughs with His creations every day. But Hashem does not laugh at His creations only on that one day. However, the Gemara cites another teaching. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no laughter at all before Hashem. Therefore, the Gemara amends the previous statement as follows. During the fourth quarter, Hashem teaches Torah to the children who died young, who did not have the opportunity to learn in their lifetime. The Gemara asks, until the Churban, who taught these children? And the Gemara answers that either it was the Malach Mitatrin, or Behavah HaOved, Hashem did both during these hours. The Gemara continues, Ubelel Yimai Oved. What does Hashem do during the nighttime? Ibo Yisema Me'en Yimama. Hashem repeats the routine of the day. Or Reichiv Al Krov Kal Shaloi Veshat B'Shemayne Eser Elef Elamas. Hashem travels through 18,000 worlds. Or Yeshiv B'Shemei Ashir Mepichayas. Hashem listens to the songs of the angels, as the Pasuk states, Yemim Mitzav Hashem Chazdoi Uvalayla Shira Ime. The Gemara proceeds with two versions of Rish Lakish's drasha on this pasuk. Am Rish Lakish, Kol Oisik B'Torah B'Layla, Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Levchut Shel Chesed B'Yem. One who learns Torah at night, Hashem will make him favorable to others during the day, as the pasuk states, Yemim Mitzav Hashem Chazdai U'Balayla Shira Imi. Ma Tam Yem Mitzav Hashem Chazdai Mishum De B'Layla Shira Imi. Ikad Ami Am Rish Lakish, Kol Oisik B'Torah B'Oil Mazeh Hadoyim Ala Layla, Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Levchut Shel Chesed B'Oil Mabo Hadoyim Ala Yem. One learns Torah in this world, which is compared to night, Hashem will make him favorable to others in the world to come, which is compared to day, as the pasuk states, Yemim mitzav Hashem chazdai, uvalayla shira imei. The Gemara proceeds with the following pasuk. Amar Yehud Mishmol, V'tasa adam kidge hayom keremis loy moishlubay. Lama nimshlubay adam kidge hayom. Why are people compared to the fish in the ocean? Loy melcham ma'adogim shebayam kimin sha'in liyabosham yad meisim. Afpnei adam kimin sha'poshim adibri Torah mina mitzvahs miyad meisim. Just like fish die as soon as they leave the ocean, so do people die as soon as they neglect to learn Torah and fulfill mitzvahs. Or, ma'adogim shebayam kimin shekadra leim chama miyad meisim, kach b'nei adam kimin shekadra leim chama miyad meisim. Just like fish die from the heat of the sun, so do people die from the heat of the sun. As the Gemara explains, either this refers to b'olam hazeh, in this world, as Reb Chanina says, hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mitzinim pachem, all sicknesses are predestined from above aside for those caused by the cold and heat. Or, this refers to l'olam haba, in the world to come, as Rish Lakish says, "Ein gehenim la'asad lavai el haKadosh Baruch Hu mitzi chama min artika u'makdir risham nidoyin ba, v'tzadik misrapim ba." In times to come, there will be no gehenim, but rather Hashem will remove the sun from its casing, which will produce intense heat, and the wicked will be punished from it, while the righteous will be healed from it. Or madogim shebiyam kol agod mechaveri b'leis chaveri af b'nei adam el moli meirosh shel malchus kol agod mechaveri b'leis chaveri. Just like the large fish swallowed the small fish, so too the stronger people would consume the weaker people, were it not for the fear of government.